This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
Wow, they keep coming in, the emails, the texts. My buddy Kip Herridge, who's on this show all the time, is my economic guru, just texted, "What a day for you." I heard from a dozen people that just wanted to express their happiness for you. Blew me away, should make you proud as hell that Wayne Root may be going places. And then he smiles. My great friend, my actual high school principal from Thornton Donovan High School in New Rochelle, New York, texted me, Douglas Fleming. Doug, you are the greatest. My favorite, you know, people talk about their favorite teacher. My favorite teacher of all time is my high school principal. We've remained friends. I graduated in 1979. So 79 to 89 to 99 to 2009 to 2019. This is my 40th anniversary. I didn't even realize that. So I just counted on my fingers. My 40th anniversary of graduating high school. And 40 years later, I'm still best buds with my high school principal, Doug Fleming in New Rochelle, New York. Hey, Doug, you watch the show every night. And I didn't know that either until he texted me today and told me that. So thank you, Doug. We're going to get to Bill O'Reilly in a second. I want to read you what I said on the show last night that was tweeted out by President Trump. President Trump is the greatest president for Jews and for Israel in the history of the world, not just America. He's the best president for Israel in the history of the world. And the Jewish people in Israel love him like he's the king of Israel. They love him like he's the second coming of God. But American Jews don't know him or like him. They don't even know what they're doing or saying anymore. It makes no sense, but that's okay. If he keeps doing what he's doing, meaning if President Trump keeps doing what he's doing, he's good for all Jews, blacks, gays, everyone. And most importantly, he's good for everyone in America who wants a job. Who read that quote? Well, first President Trump, after I said those words on Newsmax TV last night on this show, President Trump tweeted them out this morning. And then he said, thank you, Wayne Allyn Root. Who else said them today? Rush Limbaugh on his national radio show read the entire statement by Wayne Root and the entire tweet by President Trump, and then said, that's Wayne Allyn Root's series of tweets. And Trump responded, thank you to Wayne Allyn Root for those very nice words. Well, thank you, Rush Limbaugh, for those very nice words. Later on the show, I'm going to read you my commentary that was in Fox News opinion section days after Trump won the election. I'm the guy who wrote the commentary. Trump is headed to the White House. Did we just elect our first Jewish president? Everything I ever said came true. I said he'd be the best president in history for Israel. He'd be the best president in history for the Jews of America and Israel. I said he'd be beloved by the Jews of Israel. I said that he would kill the Iran treaty. I said that he'd put in place extreme vetting, which would keep bad people out of the United States whose intent is to murder Jews. I said all those things on November 20th, 2016. Just like I wrote a commentary in 2015 when Trump announced for president, I said, there's your next president of the United States. He was at 1% in the polls. And just like I wrote a commentary in December of 2015 where I said Trump will be the best president in history for blacks and Hispanics because he's going to create the most black jobs and the most Hispanic jobs. Man, I got a crystal ball. And so the media hates me. The liberal media is out to destroy me today and wipe me off the face of the earth. They do it to Trump every day. And my friends say, how does that guy get up every morning? Well, I got a taste of it today. And you know what, liberal media? Screw you. You can do nothing to me because I shoot from the hip, pedal to the metal, balls to the walls, every single show on Newsmax TV. All right, Bill O'Reilly and I had a conversation earlier today. It's time for Mr. Bill O'Reilly. All right. right, Wayne Allen Root. We've got Bill O'Reilly with us. Some technical difficulties, so he's not with us on video. But we've got him on the phone. We thought there were some important issues we wanted to discuss. Now, President Trump and yours truly, Wayne Allen Root, have been in a bit of a media firestorm this morning. Everybody on the right loves my comments. Everybody on the left hates my comments. What else is new? MSNBC came after me. The Washington Post came after me. The Daily Beast came after me. And Rush Limbaugh, seconds ago, gave a major shout-out on his show to Wayne Allen Root. Thank you, Rush. And now I'm here with the great Bill O'Reilly. I made the comment on my Newsmax TV show last night that Donald Trump has been so fantastic as a president, I believe the best president in the history of America for Israel and the Jewish people, and that in Israel he is beloved. And in America, most Jews I know don't like him, and I just think that's ridiculous. I think it's wrongheaded. It doesn't make sense to me, and they should start listening to the Jews of Israel who love Trump as if he is literally the king of Israel. That's what I said. It was kind of an offhanded comment. He's like the king of Israel. But the media is jumping all over it because Trump retweeted it this morning. Your thoughts, Bill O'Reilly?
Well, I mean, I did some research a few years ago on this topic. And I found out from talking to very strong Democrats who are Jewish and who give a lot of money to the Democratic machine and support very liberal people. They basically said, look, our alliance is with the United States, and what a politician does concerning Israel doesn't really matter to us. So we're Americans, and our allegiance is here, and whatever happens in Israel, we're interested, but we're not going to change our liberal belief system because a conservative president or Republican president helps Israel. That was basically what they all said.
And, of course, that was before Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and their very anti-Semitic, hateful comments towards Israel and the Jewish people and how they think Israel is Palestine. So I think Jews should be changing their views, and I'm urging them to do that. The Washington Post made a comment that I'm the leader of the Jewish movement to get Jews to move to the Republican Party. At least they got one thing right in that column. But I got to tell you, Bill, if their claim is our allegiance is to America, I would debate that one all the way from one end of the earth to the other, too, because of your allegiances to America. Trump's done a great job for the American economy, and that's what matters. Jobs, the economy, the GDP, the lowest black unemployment, the lowest Latino unemployment. Your thoughts?
I don't think you're going to change the hardcore left wing, no
right.
matter how many facts
right.
you present,
Got it.
No matter how logical your thought process is. They have emotion invested in promoting left-wing causes. I mean, you must know people like that in your life. No matter what you say, no matter how logical you are, no matter how many facts you trot out, they're just not going to change their mind. You know, I don't deal with people like that very much. In my personal life, that cancels them out from any interaction with me. And as a professional, I don't book guests who are that way. I talk to the wall. So I think that's what you're running up against.
Yeah, no question. You asked if I have a lot of friends like that. I have many, many New York Jewish liberal friends because I went to Columbia University, grew up in New York, and lived in Manhattan. So I've got friends like that, but less and less of them as they become more and more unable to even listen to the other side. No question about it. What about Trump's comments, Bill, that he said any Jews who vote Democrat are guilty of ignorance or possibly being disloyal to Israel? I think you probably just summed it up. They don't care about Israel. But go ahead. Let me know your thoughts about ignorance if you're Jewish and you vote Democrat.
Well, he didn't say disloyal to Israel, which, again, is the problem with President Trump, that he's imprecise in his language. He just said disloyal. So right away, the hate Trump Jewish group, two primarily hate Trump Jewish groups, they come out and say, oh, he's saying we're disloyal to America. That's not what he meant. I mean, if you read the context of it. But he didn't say disloyal to Israel. And this is what happens every single time. So, you know, the president is not a precise speaker. And because of that, the people who hate him you know, put their own spin and interpretation on it and attack.
Right. But, you know, look, I'm a witness to how they treat him. I know he's not always perfect in the way he says things, Bill. But guess what? They took everything I said out of context, too. Did I really say on national TV, on my Newsmax show last night, that Donald Trump is the second coming of Christ and he's the king of the Jews? No. I said in Israel, they treat him like he's the second coming of Christ and the king of the Jews. And it's a New York expression. You know, it's like you and I could have been having an expression. I said, are you kidding me? In Israel, they treat him like he's the king of the Jews. Does that really mean that I believe he's the king of the Jews? But on Morning Joe on MSNBC this morning, they literally accused me of saying that Trump is the king of the Jews and the second coming of Jesus Christ. Obviously, I didn't say that.
Are you surprised, Wayne?
No, because you've lived it your whole life. But you've lived your whole life.
Look,
it's kind of new to me.
If you don't know by now that there are certain individuals on cable television and network news who are going to lie about what happened, then you're never going to know that. I mean, it's as simple as that. I don't know why people even bother with it. You know, Morning Joe has now slipped below 1 million views. It has less than 1 million views. In the 25 to 54 demo, it's around 200,000, if that. I mean, these are numbers that we're living in a country with 330 million people, and less than a million watch this show. I mean, that's like being on the barbecue network, all right, or something, you know, the flapjack network. Everybody knows what's going on, but I don't even bother with that anymore.
All right. Bill O'Reilly, thank you for calling in because we wanted to get the interview in to run by tonight's show.
Yeah, sure. I'm sorry about the echo stuff. Listen, Wayne, don't read all this bad stuff about you. Just ignore it. You know, give your opinion and just go home and have fun. Don't worry about this other stuff because they're trying to destroy you as they would try to.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who builds Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Raw and unfiltered.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now more with War.
You know, I've gotten a lot of texts and emails saying, hey, Wayne, make sure you tell everybody that you are Jewish. Because there's probably a million people watching tonight who have never watched the show in their entire lives, and they don't even know that you're Jewish commenting on Jews for Trump. And that you're the guy who founded the word Jexit. I brought that up a year ago, the word Jexit, and exit from the Democratic Party for the Jews. That we've got to get away from the Democrats because they're no good for us. They are just self-destructive. If you're Jewish, you're voting Democrat. You're voting against yourself. You're voting against Israel. You're voting against the American economy. You're voting for higher taxes and more regulations. You're voting to let millions of foreigners into the country who are going to take American jobs and raise our taxes and commit crimes, some of which could affect your children. Jews are the most family-oriented people in the world. It makes no sense. And when people ask me, then why did Jews vote Democrat? You know what my answer is? Because their grandfather voted Democrat, because their grandmother voted Democrat. Booby. They all call their grandma Booby. Because Booby voted Democrat. That's why. Anyway, I'm from two Jewish parents, four Jewish grandparents from Germany and Russia. Jewish as you get. I even went to Ancestry.com and sent my DNA in, and guess what they came back? 99.9% Eastern European Jewish. So I didn't even know that was a race, per se, but I am 100% Jewish, 99.9% Jewish. They couldn't identify the other 0.1. So all I could tell you is I speak from the heart. I speak with passion. I speak with truth. I speak with honesty. I'm looking to help the Jewish people. I'm looking to help my beloved Israel. I'm looking to help my even more beloved America, because America is always number one for me. And Donald Trump's been great for Jews, for Israel, for America, for the middle class, for the U.S. economy, etc., etc. I wanted to make sure I got that in for all the millions of new people watching tonight who never watched before but got curious because they saw me on ABC Evening News tonight, or saw me on CNN earlier today, or saw me on MSNBC MSNBC this morning. I'm sure right now Rachel Maddow is readying a massive attack against me. I don't know if she's this hour or the next hour, but Rachel Maddow hates me, and she's done 7-minute rants on her show against me in the past before I had a national TV show, national radio show, national newspaper column, and my new book coming out February 10th called Trump Rules. Before all that, Rachel Maddow hated my guts and wanted to destroy me, so I am certain that she'll have a lot to say tonight. Who cares? We don't care what any of you think. You all hate America. You're all bad for America. You're all evil. We know you lie. We know it's all fake news. We know you report only what you want to report. I could make 1,000 predictions and statements, and 996 could be the most amazing predictions in the history of the world and statements supported by the vast majority of America, but you'd find 4 where I was wrong, put them up on the screen and say Wayne Root's an idiot. That's how Democrats play the game. That's how they ruin you. That's what they tried to do to me today, without mentioning that I speak, I don't know, 1 million words in books and 1 million words in articles and 1 million words a year on TV and radio, and they tried to grab a sentence here and a sentence there, take them out of context, and try to make me look bad. And that's what Democrats do to Trump. Every single day they use the same game plan with Wayne Allyn Root, and none of us are buying it. While you were attacking me, I had literally hundreds of congratulations texts and emails today. Everybody thinks I did great for the cause of Israel and America and Jews and Republicans. Our side doesn't listen to a word you say, and they don't care because they know you lie about everything. That's the truth. Hey, by the way, the sponsor of this segment of the show is Sam Landis and the Landis Tax Group, and that brings up another great point. When Obama was president, he used the IRS to try and destroy his critics. He should have been impeached, and he should have been sent to prison. And the left says nothing. And if you bring it up, you're a conspiracy theorist in their mind. Except Tom Fitton and Judicial Watch took my case after Sam Landis beat the IRS in court twice. Sam Landis took my Tom Fitton and Judicial Watch took my case, and they demanded my IRS records, and the IRS, after a long battle, turned them over, and we can prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that it was a political persecution, political targeting, political intimidation against me because of my conservative political beliefs. And you know it didn't happen by mistake or coincidence. It was ordered by the Obama White House. And so someone should have gone to jail. Lots of people should have gone to jail. Nobody went to jail. And no one on the political left cares. If that isn't censorship, if that isn't intimidation and targeting, I don't know what is. But thank God I had the best darn lawyer in the world on my side, Sam Landis, and we beat the IRS not once, but twice. Thank you, Sam. Free consultation. So it doesn't cost you a thing. There is no risk. Just give them a call. And the consultation isn't with some hype artist or salesman or secretary. It is with a lawyer who went to law school to study tax law. So give Sam Landis and the Landis Tax Group and the lawyers IRS Resolution Services a call right now. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's 800-WE-HELP-YOU. Because guess what? Letter U. Because you're an underdog if you try to take on the IRS without the great Sam Landis. I'm Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. When we come back, your calls. Everybody wants to talk about me and Donald Trump on TV, in the media, all around the globe today. For some reason, I became the news today. We'll see you in a sec.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is eliminating student loan debt for veterans who are completely and permanently disabled. I am taking executive action to ensure that our wounded warriors are not saddled with mountains of student debt.
Speaking to veterans in Kentucky, President Trump says he signed a memorandum directing the Department of Education to eliminate all debt owed to those who served. They want to end the long-standing federal court agreement that limits how long the government can hold illegal immigrant children in custody. Acting DHS Secretary Kevin McAleen says the system is currently attracting people to cross the border.
The driving factor for this crisis is weakness in our legal framework for immigration. Human smugglers advertise, and intending migrants know well, that even if they cross the border illegally, arriving at our border with a child has meant that they will be released into the United States to wait for court proceedings that could take 5 years or more.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss, because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
You
you can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, I love reading texts and emails in between the breaks of my show. Here's one from Barb. I love you, Wayne. I love what you say. I love how you say it. Please, 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 please do not become like the Mooch, meaning Anthony Scaramucci. I think that's when I will truly lose the faith. Barbara in Florida. Thank you, Barbara. I really appreciate it. I will never be the Mooch. Even though I've known him for a lot of years and we're kind of friendly, I can't believe what he did. I'm just not a turncoat, man. I'm with you. When I'm with you forever. So I'll never do that. And then just to show you how crazy the liberals are, they still believe the same lies and the same fake news. Here's a guy named Lester from Vegas, one of my worst critics who reads my columns in the Las Vegas newspaper. Wayne, Fox News just showed a poll. Trump's poll numbers among Jewish voters has gone down every year since 2016. Now, according to Fox News, even Bernie Sanders beats him. 2021 will be a great year for you. You'll be bashing President Biden. And, oh, by the way, I believe Trump will be challenged in a GOP primary. This is how delusional the left is and how bad Fox News' polls are. It's the Zogby poll, which polls likely voters. And it showed that Trump beat every single Democrat candidate, all of them, including Biden. He beat Biden by a closer number than all the rest, but he beat all of them. And I believe there's a 5 to 10% Trump factor where people don't want to tell the pollster, you know, screw you, I'm not helping a pollster, and I'm not telling him up for Trump, so you can call me a racist. So they don't pick up the phone or they give him the wrong information. So if Trump's up by one or two over Biden, he's probably up 7 or 8. And if he's up 8 or 10 over the rest of them, he's probably up 18 over the rest of them. And so this person thinks that Fox News' polls are on the up and up. They're not. The pollster is a lifelong Democrat and a friend of Hillary, and he's always polling not likely voters but registered voters, which is a terrible mistake. And by the way, separate from the delusion that there'll be a President Biden, no, there won't. Biden's got dementia. He doesn't even know where he is. They just call him Dementia Joe. That's the new name for President Trump. Are you watching tonight, President Trump? Dementia Joe should be the new name. This guy doesn't know his name. He doesn't know where he is. He doesn't know what year things happen. There's something wrong with him, and you got to point it out to the American people. But separate from that, he actually thinks Trump's unpopular in his own party and he'll draw opponents. Well, he may. There may be primary opponents, but they won't get 2% of the vote. Trump's got 92% popularity among Republicans, making him the most popular Republican in history. More than even Reagan. He's beloved. And you don't even know it because you live in a bubble. You live in the CNN, MSNBC, New York Times, LA Times, you name it, bubble. Oh, did I leave off New York Times? New York Times, LA Times, and Washington Post bubble. There you go. That's the one I left out. Washington Post, another bubble. All out to destroy Trump, and now they're all out to destroy me because President Trump actually tweeted out a quote from me. So I've become public enemy number one. Thank you, President Trump. I appreciate you putting me on the enemy's radar. My Doctor Suggests is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I'll cut right to the chase. They've been great for me in every way, but the most important thing they've ever done for me, I'm always hoarse, and I've never lost 1 minute on radio or TV in 3.5 years, thousands of hours on the air because of a hoarse voice, because I suck on their silver lozenges in between every break, and I've never gotten a cold, and I don't have brain fog anymore. You guys are amazing. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You can't get their products in stores. You can only get them by calling 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root and tell them Wayne Root sent you, or use the promo code ROOT and get 20% off. We're going to take some calls. They're all chomping at the bit to get on. The lines are full, as you might imagine, all night tonight, because the biggest news story in America has been Wayne Root and Donald Trump, my great friend Donald Trump. Jason from San Diego on line one. Jason, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Wayne, congratulations. I think I could speak for millions of Americans today. We are extremely proud of you for what you said, you know, the things that needed to be said. And I just want everybody to know, I think because of your loyalty, your consistency, you're always speaking the truth. And now all the media's biggest guns have swiveled their turrets at you. They're opening fire with you on you with, like, everything they have. I mean, even you, I don't know if you know, but you made Media Matters homepage of hate today. And they only pick on a few people a day, and they have you in the sights
It's a great compliment.
If they gave medals for media medals or presidential loyalty medals, you would definitely deserve a big one. And but if it's any consolation, I think you might be the first person, Wayne, to have ever received a positive triple tweet from the president. I read every tweet, and I can't think or recall another one.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Jason. It's good to know. I didn't even think about that. I did get three tweets out of it because he couldn't fit my statement in one. But, you know, the media got it all wrong. All these idiots, including MSNBC, actually thought he was retweeting something I said. But he wasn't retweeting. He was publishing on Twitter my exact transcript of my TV show on Newsmax TV and my USA radio show last night. I said those words only on TV, not on Twitter, not in a published column, not in the newspaper column, only on my TV show. And so he just tweeted out my exact words on TV, and Rush Limbaugh thought the same thing. He said, the president retweeted Wayne's tweets. That's not what happened. I never said those things on Twitter. They were a statement on TV last night in response to a caller. So that's how all this started. You know, as I say, I shoot from the hip, and I shot from the hip last night, and I said something that changed the world. Someone said to me today, a liberal asked me to come on their show today, and I was too busy. I turned him down. I had meetings all day today. But the liberal, who shall go unnamed, said, your tweet that was heard around the world, we'd like to talk to you about it. That's how big my tweet was today, or I should say my statement on my Newsmax TV show was last night that was tweeted out by President Trump today.
Well,
anyway,
wait,
Jason.
If Trump squeaks out a close victory because of a few open-minded Jews in Florida, we're going to know who to thank. So just want to thank you for having the courage and... you know, you've been for President Trump. You've been a huge supporter of him when nobody else was. I've known you for a long time. And your book, Relentless, everybody should buy it. If you want to be like
me. All right. Thanks, Jason. By the way, just so everybody knows, Jason has been a fan of mine for many years, and we email back and forth and text back and forth. And Jason's a former officer in the United States Marines. So, ooh-yah. God bless you, man. Thanks for your service to the country. Thanks, Jason. All right, we got Amy in Jersey. Amy in Jersey. Amy, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hi, Jason. Hi, Wayne.
Not Jason. That was the last caller. Was Jason? It's Wayne.
No,
it's Wayne.
No, I'm a Jewish woman, and I did vote for Trump in 2016.
Good for you.
Because we really need to wake these Jews up, because not only are there other issues that you had mentioned why it's so good for us to have President Trump. You know, I don't see President Trump trying to take my guns away. We had a Holocaust. We don't want to have our guns taken away by the Democrats.
Right.
And we have a Holocaust. And the other thing you don't see is the UJA, the ADL. And you peruse these Facebook pages of the synagogues. They're not mentioning anything about these Congress people and what they've done. They're not.
Of course they're not.
And they're not warning us. They're just asking
Amy,
for money.
Amy, why do you think... Amy, why do you think I'm a Jew stopped going to synagogue? Because I was so sickened by the rabbis' lectures. All the rabbis are liberals. All of them. And they lecture you. And they try and brainwash you.
But that's why I won't join either. But the other thing is that they just want us to be in a victim role. It's like race pimping, you know, like with Sharpton and all the others, those race pimpers, you know, those race haters. I view it that way. I think it's a way to make money and to sucker the Jews in. And they don't realize that, you know, my family was, you know, we have family killed in the Holocaust. You know, my great-grandmother's family, they had been taken, their guns taken away, and the German death squad came to visit my great-grandmother's village. But, you know, she was already an American. They rounded them up and they shot them in ditches dead.
You know what's amazing?
Don't want that here.
Amy, you know what's amazing? The Jewish people make up 2% of America and probably less than 1% of the world. 2% of America. And all we ever talk about in the headlines, whether it's Wayne Root talking about the Jewish people, Donald Trump talking about the Jewish people, evangelical Christians talking about Israel, Ilhan Omar talking about the Jewish people, Rashida Tlaib talking about the Jewish people, Chuck Schumer is Jewish talking about the Jewish people. It seems like we're on the topic of discussion 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, even though we make up only 2% of the population of the United States and probably less than 1% of the population of the world. So we are a significant people, and I think it's just because in the Bible, we're mentioned so many times, and God called us the chosen people, and it's just on a lot of people's minds, people that love us and people that hate us. There's a lot of deranged people that hate Jews, and they talk about us all day, and there's a lot of deep-down hatred that no one wants to talk about in the Democratic Party. It's amazing. So why do Jews vote Democrat? Here's my theory. Number one, Grandma and Grandpa told them to vote for FDR, and they've stayed that way forever without questioning. Many of them suffer from that, the Grandma and Grandpa guilt complex. And number two, I think Jews suffer from Jewish guilt. The most educated, successful group of people in the United States and in the world, and they should be praised all day long for that education and that success, and yet they're guilty about it. So they want to help the little guy who makes no money, and who's too many of their other groups are in prison or on welfare, and instead of saying, wow, we should help them to get ambition and chutzpah and want to be like us, instead they feel so guilty that we're successful and they're not. I got to spend all my time helping them. It's a Jewish guilt complex. I think that's the other reason. And last but not least, Jews have always been the underdog in every country in world history. So I think the Jewish people think like they're underdogs, even though they're not underdogs anymore. They want to spend all their time feeling bad for poor people on welfare, when in reality, Jewish people are successful because they earned it. They work their butts off and they earned it. And they deserve every bit of success they've got. Okay, I'm the biggest booster of celebrator and booster of Jews in the world. They are the most successful group of people ever. It's not Wayne Root saying it. I learned that at Liberal Columbia University. I took the course Ethnicity in America. Out of every group that ever came to America in the history of this country, the number one most successful group is the Jewish people by a mile. And Asians are number two, but not even a close number two. Jews are number one. And I think there's guilt. Stop being guilty. Vote for the guy that really loves you and wants to help you, Donald J. Trump.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for AmpFest 19. AmpFest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For anyone who wants to see President Trump reelected, for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, head to the Trump Doral Hotel, October 10th and 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headline speakers at AmpFest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Strzok of the Walkaway Movement, and get this, Donald Trump Jr. just agreed to speak. And how about Wayne Allen Root? I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump social, and prayer breakfast hosted by the one and only Alveda King. To register for AmpFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work.
I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
Hey, by the way, just to tell you about Donald Trump, you know, liberals are always looking to cancel all student debt, which is insanity. You talk about calling someone insane. Anybody who says, I want to cancel out all college debt, all student debt, you'd bankrupt the United States of America, and you'd have a riot on your hands, a revolution from all the people like me who went out and paid $250,000 pre-tax for my daughter to go to Harvard, which means I paid out $500,000 so one of my kids could go to college, and now you'd cancel everybody else's debt. Okay, that makes a lot of sense. You'd have a riot in the streets. It'll never happen. But Donald Trump today canceled federal student debt for wounded warriors. I love that. See, the guy is brilliant. He does everything that all of us on the right want him to do. Veterans who've made such enormous sacrifices for our country should not be asked to pay any more. Rather, it is America who owes our heroes a supreme debt of gratitude. The president spoke at a vets convention in Kentucky, announcing his decision and signing the document right there that would effectively cancel the federal student debt of thousands of wounded American veterans. You know, liberals are disgusting, evil people. I want to cry right now because that's such a nice thing that President Trump did. We are such nice people. And what did Solinsky say? Look in the mirror, whatever you see, blame the other guy. They look in the mirror, they see evil, and they spend all day long trying to call us evil. When in reality, we are nice people. I'm not here to cancel the student debt of illegal aliens, which Democrats want to do. I'm not here to give free health care to illegals. I'm here to help struggling American families. And how about wounded vets? How about cops? How about, literally people in law enforcement, border agents. I'd cancel their student debt before I'd ever cancel an illegal alien. I care about real salt of the earth, American-born people. That makes me and Donald Trump good people, and you people who want to just give everything of our money away to illegals, you're the bad ones, you're the evil ones. You look in the mirror, you see yourself, and you use that word towards us. It's amazing.
Dr. Joe Williams, by the way, sponsor of this segment of the show. Go to his website, vacationrestoration.com. Get a free vacation to Vegas. And while you're there, get literally a hair restoration. He's considered one of the best hair restoration doctors in the world. I believe he's the best one in the United States. I've seen all the before and after pictures. The guy's amazing. It's his life's work. He's an artist. He's one of 200 doctors in the world who gets the title Diplomate of the American Board of Hair Restoration. And you could call him for a free consultation. Doesn't cost you a thing. You know you've wanted to do it your entire life. You'll look better. You'll feel better. You'll get better jobs. You'll get better dates. Your life will change. Come to Vegas. Get a free vacation and get it done by the greatest artist of his time, Dr. Joe Williams. 888-357-0888 or go to vacationrestoration.com. Calls. Take Irma in California on line one. Irma, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hi, buddy Wayne. How are you?
Very good.
Yes, I want to call. I call to say thank you. You inspire me. You've got intestinal fortitude to speak the truth. And whoever blesses Israel will be blessed. Whoever curses Israel will be cursed. So Bill O'Reilly was correct. Don't worry about the naysayers. Praise God Almighty. We're going to win. We've already won. We really have. People just need to get out, have the right attitude, stay humble, my friend. Lose your crystal ball. You don't need it. God
thank
Almighty
you, Irma.
Is on your side, but yeah.
Thank you, Irma. Hey, by the way, Irma, you're right about everything except one little point. No one's ever accused me of being humble. I'm like President Trump. I'm not really humble. But other than that, everything else you said is right on the money. And I do agree that anyone who blesses and loves Israel will be blessed. And anybody who curses Israel will be cursed. I agree with that. It's happened throughout history. There's always challenges because there's evil in the world. And there's people that attack Israel and terrorist attacks and wars, right? And the entire Arab world, Muslim world, a raid against Israel at various points. But who won every single one of those wars? Israel. They always come out ahead. God's watching over them. And a lot of people, a lot of friends of mine that are Orthodox Jewish, really do believe in their hearts that God sent Trump into this world to save Israel. I think he sent Trump into this world to save America and thereby automatically save Israel. I believe Trump's here to save America first and then Israel, to save the American economy and the American middle class and the American health care system and American jobs. But Israel's kind of a byproduct of all of that. If America survives and America's strong, Israel will be strong. Let's take some more calls. We've got Sadaline in Texas. Am I pronouncing that right? Sadaline?
It's Sadaline.
Sadaline. All right, Sadaline. Hi.
Hi. We appreciate you so much because you're a truth trumper, and a truth trumper is one that always trumps lies. And there's so many guys from the fake news. We just appreciate you so much. And as far as what you're saying, I'm so glad that you become so famous. They really do go after you now because they have to recognize the truth. And furthermore, I believe you're a mighty mover, shaker, and a history maker. And God bless your efforts. You are great.
Thank you, Sadaline. Really appreciate it. Listen, just like Trump, people ask, how does Trump get up in the morning? When they attack me like the way they did all over the media today, every liberal in the media tried to destroy me and make me their pinata. It's because of you that I stay strong. That's how Trump stays strong, because of you. Your prayers and your comments and your calls on this show and all the texts and all the emails. There must be a million new people watching my show tonight. So you know what? You liberals failed again. Because the more you talk about Trump, the more people notice him, and the more people tune into him, and the more people go, hey, there's common sense there. And you just did the same thing to me. You can't figure out why it keeps happening. Trump goes up in the polls every time you attack him and say he's finished. He goes up. Same thing happened to me today. You made my career today. Thank you, liberal media. You. You're the greatest. You made Wayne Root famous. You guys are the greatest. Keep hitting me, baby. I could take it. Have a nice day. Have a great night. God bless you. Well, here's what the liberal media will get mad. God bless every one of you and all the cops out there. Be safe. We love you.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support.
support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.